Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is lending a hand, rather, in Washington, D.C. today, assisting with security and crowd control for the Netanyahu visit.
260 members of the NYPD accompanied Chief of Patrol John Schell to the nation's capital.
They're expecting upwards of 10, 15, 20,000 protesters. The NYPD is here just to lend assistance to Capitol Police with other outside agencies to form one police force, if you will, for the day.
A tactical meeting with all agencies involved occurred yesterday. The game plan, Schell says, is similar to what the NYPD does in Times Square on New Year's Eve or in securing the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Just to keep the Capitol safe and keep Washington, D.C. safe.
Schell just drove into town when they saw a police chase. He says the suspected car thief had nowhere to go when three NYPD vehicles blocked his way. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Con artists often set their sights on senior citizens who were scammed out of billions of dollars of their own hard-earned money last year alone. New York Congressman Dan Goldman has joined with two of his fellow House members to sponsor legislation to help protect vulnerable Americans from being conned.
We want more action to be taken by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to prevent so many of these scams that target vulnerable victims, seniors, and last year alone netted $3.4 billion in fraudulent scams.
Now, it is called the Protecting Seniors from Emergency Scams Act. Goldman tells us it would direct the FTC to create a web portal where consumers can search for known scams. The agency would also be required to coordinate with the media and law enforcement to spread the word to seniors and their caregivers. Coming up later today, an MTA hearing about the overhaul of its bus network in Queens.
According to the transit agency, there are 800,000 Queens residents who rely on buses, and they're looking for riders' feedback to reduce wait times, improve reliability, and speed. The project is still in the design phase, but it includes the creation of 15 new routes and the elimination of 10 existing lines. The plan could also impact express bus service into Manhattan. Some riders are unhappy with the changes, and they're protesting by paying their fare in pennies. The hearing at Borough Hall will run from 5 to 8:30 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the MTA's YouTube channel. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kew Gardens, Queens.
Well, the search is on for the moped driver who police say left two men unconscious on a Manhattan sidewalk.
It was just seconds after this man in the moped bumped into a 56-year-old man on the sidewalk here in front of Rudy's Bar. They started arguing. The moped driver then slugging that guy and knocking him to the sidewalk unconscious. A 38-year-old man saw it, intervened. He, too, ended up unconscious. In fact, in critical condition after a punch to the head. The suspect getting back in the moped and taking off. Elena lives right here at 44th and 9th.
It's a free-for-all. It's very chaotic, and it's dangerous because they shouldn't clearly be on the sidewalk. No, it's par for the course. This is what New York City has become. Hapless laws, hapless rules and regulations. So these people feel that they can take over the street.
Surveillance images of the suspect, we've got them on our website. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Hell's Kitchen.
Well, a man who pleaded guilty to selling the drugs that led to a deadly overdose thought he wasn't going to get any prison time at his sentencing today, but a Long Island judge is now saying, not so fast.
It was a shocker in court. A 32-year-old who was supposed to be sentenced to a diversion program and not prison time for selling fentanyl-laced drugs that caused two overdoses and one overdose death was told by the judge that that deal may not happen. And instead, Omar Atchison now faces 9 years in prison. A Suffolk DA, Ray Tierney, says too many people are now dead because of fentanyl.
It is the number one public health issue of our time.
And this father says they must pass Chelsea's law, named after his daughter, where a dealer could be charged with manslaughter when a client dies.
So unless they're put away for a little longer time and there's a consequence for dealing death, as I say, it's going to continue.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Riverhead, Long Island.
There's been a lot of love for TV shows set in hospitals, from Grey's Anatomy to The Good Doctor. Well, apparently New York's largest healthcare system has taken notice, and it's now trying its own hand at entertainment. Northwell Health is launching Northwell Studios, a film and TV production company that leverages the health system's hospitals, doctors, and patients, if they all consent, of course. The studio president says it'll build a bridge to filmmakers and distributors, helping them tackle issues like gun violence, mental health, and the global impact of war. Several projects already in the works. Well, the Boy Scouts' motto, always be prepared, has paid off for a troop from our area. The youngsters saved a man who went into cardiac arrest high in the air aboard a Southwest flight.
Evan Gilder of White Plains with the National Jewish Scouting Committee was bringing 10 young scouts home from a backpacking trip in New Mexico when it happened.
Midway through the flight, you know, they make an announcement on the loud system. You know, does anybody have any medical training that's on the flight? Please ring their call sign.
When Gilder was called up to perform CPR, he enlisted two of his 16-year-old scouts that were trained as well. One, an Eagle Scout.
You know, you don't have time to really react and think. You're just doing.
The man in his 60s was breathing before they made an emergency landing in Pittsburgh. Gilder said it was a lesson for his troop.
We always say you have to be prepared for whatever life throws your way. These kids were prepared.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.